food price hikes. Welcome and hello again, everyone, with today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, we can all tell that prices at the grocery store are up, but just by how much? The news was not good from an informal survey conducted recently by the nation's largest agricultural organization. Jonna Miller reports.
It's probably no surprise that according to the American Farm Bureau's quarterly market basket survey, retail food prices were up again.
Food prices in the third quarter of 2008 were up 4% relative to the second quarter of this year, year to year up about 10%.
American Farm Bureau economist Jim Sartwell says lower acreage and bad crops caused big jumps in potato and apple prices, but energy costs are a big reason for other price hikes, even though oil prices have come down.
We don't need to kid ourselves. Oil is not cheap. Electricity is not cheap. The cost of hauling food around, the cost of running plants to process food, cost of keeping the lights on in the grocery store is not cheap and will not be coming down anytime in the near future.
Sartwell says he won't be surprised if demand for meat products drops due to consumer concerns about the general economy.
There is no reason to expect any huge upward price movements from this point, but there is actually less reason to expect to see a return anytime in the near future back to prices that we enjoyed mainly from 2000 through about 2006.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
Well, Sartell says one thing that hasn't gone up is the farmer's share of the food dollar.
Farmer's share of the retail food dollar remains stuck right around 20%, where it's been for a few years, down from a third of the retail food dollar in the 1980s.
Now, of the 16 items surveyed, 11 increased and 5 decreased in average price compared to the second quarter survey, a 10.5% increase from a year ago. Now, the largest increases, a 5-pound bag of potatoes was up 83 cents to $3.38. Cheddar cheese was up 31 cents to $4.91 per pound, and apples rose 26 cents to $1.80 per pound. Hope all of you have a safe weekend. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.